Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
15 minutes. Hoping to have some big names from the game. Apparently, it is a madhouse out there, so we'll get some phones in people's hands over the course of the next hour. So, Grody in for Spiegel today. Parkins and Spiegel on the score. White Sox just lost to the Royals 5-3. Dylan Cease, brilliant again, 8 strikeouts against 1 earned run. So it is now 14 consecutive games where he started with 1 earned run or 0 earned runs allowed. He's extending a major league record. He's the second favorite behind Justin Verlander for the Cy Young. But the Royals are an abysmal 47-66. The White Sox cannot be losing games to that team when Dylan Cease pitches like that.
Cease now with a 1.96 ERA after today as well. So there's the lowering of the ERA, the ironic lowering with a loss to his name. Did he get the loss? I don't know if he got the loss or not. No. Joe Kelly. Oh, no. Strikes again. Yeah. One inning. 2 runs, allowed a hit, and walked a guy as well. But the Sox lose 3 out of 4 to the frickin' Kansas City Royals. And hey, when we were in here earlier doing the show, and I was just looking up at our monitor, and just even when the Sox were down 1-0 in the third, my reaction was they're down again. And that doesn't feel insurmountable, 1-0, but it even struck me. And that was during transition. So, yeah, Sox go down.
The TA injury where he's out, 6 weeks or so, he had surgery, the team announced today, so that was confirmed. They're back to .500. They've lost 2 in a row. They're 3.5 out of the bad division behind the Guardians. They're 3 out of the last wild card spot, but they'd have to hop the Twins, and the Orioles and Rays are tied. So if you look at just those, that's 4 teams going for 1/3 wild card spot. So they're behind 2 teams in the division and behind 4 teams for the last wild card spot. And their energy and hustle and enthusiasm is being called into question every damn game. Like there's some incident in every game, even when they win, that is either an outright error or just noticeably a lack of effort. Whether it's Johnny Cueto calling him out and saying, like, if we have any heart, and then Tony La Russa pushing back on that, or it's a game that they win and Andrew Vaughn just makes, an ill-advised play at first base when he should let the ball go to the second baseman, ends up not mattering, but it's just an extra runner that shouldn't happen. And Vaughn had a good game. He hits a 3-run homer. But, like, they're just sloppy.
Steve Stone said it on the broadcast today.
I know we're looking for the audio right now to pull it.
So Studs has it.
He has it. Okay, so hopefully we get it here before we have to break for Speaks. But it...
We knew this wasn't going to change. I mean,
I know it's so weird, man. Like, they don't deserve to be in their own division. They're playing so bad in such uninspiring baseball with so much talent and such a high payroll and so much defiance from ownership and their manager that if everything was the same, but they were just in the AL West or the AL East, we wouldn't be talking about them.
Of course not.
It would just be over.
Of course
it would just be over. It'd be like, all right, when's everyone get, like, let's fast forward to the end of the season and we'll see what changes they make because the season's over. But because they're in the Central, like, we have to keep doing the charade as if at some point it's going to click and they're going to turn around. They've played 112 baseball games.
We said it 50 games into the season or whatever. Teams that play like the White Sox do don't make the playoffs. They certainly don't win in the playoffs, and there still are scenarios, obviously, where the White Sox can sneak in, but those teams do nothing because they are sloppy, and we've asked about it and talked about it. that's not going to change. And I think that in the back of our heads, we're all thinking and saying to ourselves, maybe it will change. But we all know better that it's not going to change. Even if they go through a couple of weeks where it looks good, you know, the obviously a lack of hustle today. Yesterday, a late Andrew Vaughn throwing error. The Yoan Moncada made a couple of bad plays yesterday where he double clutched once and then threw a wide throw that actually thought Abreu could have made that play. But it's two or three a day, whether it's physical errors or a boneheaded play or just good old-fashioned not hustling out there. You should be standing on third instead of standing on second.
Cease did get the loss, by the way.
He did, okay.
Yeah, okay. So eight strikeouts, two walks, one earned run, six innings pitched.
Okay, guys, I have the call from after the game went final. So this was Stoney as soon as the game went final.
Well, look, the Sox came back in this game. They tried to make a game of it, but at the end of the day, they came up a little short. We, both of us, thought the series was disappointing in Texas, splitting it. And in order to split this one, the Sox had to win today, which they did not. A wasted effort by Dylan Cease, who once again was magnificent. But the tough part to watch on a daily basis, and I'm sure they're feeling the same way throughout part of the organization, is that it seems to be that hustling is optional, and as long as that stays that way, it's going to be very difficult to win some games going forward.
God, I don't know how you don't hear that as just so damning for Tony La Russa. But we'll have Stoney on, and he'll talk about player accountability, and I am a big player accountability guy. Early in the season, I said that I thought Tony was catching too much heat from us at the station and White Sox fans because he's an easy target and he's unlikable, and I agree with a lot of the criticism, but just at some point, guys weren't hitting, guys had to perform, but the pitching's been fine, and sometimes it's been great. They play sloppy baseball, they don't run hard, and they're not hitting enough home runs, but if you are just lazy or lackadaisical and there's no accountability for it, at some point that has to be on the manager.
The young, spirited White Sox thing has backfired on
Swaggy.
Them. The swaggy gone. White Sox, the whole thing, which looked so good a couple of years ago, has now backfired on them, whether they want it or not. All of that. And I do want, when we break open the brain of Tony La Russa, sometimes I do wonder if, remember when he came and one of the issues that people didn't like about Tony La Russa was, is he going to come in here and break up this magical, free-spirited chemistry? Is he going to start laying the law down? And he was essentially warned, it felt like by the media, by more than anybody else, that you better not go in there and mess with the free spirit of this team. And I do think that it would probably be pretty hard for Tony La Russa to tell this team to respect 90. You know what I mean? If they're their own free-spirited team and all of that, I do wonder if Tony La Russa was working at a handicap from that area, because don't you dare mess with the chemistry of this clubhouse.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. And this is the chicken or the egg thing, right? Did they have confidence in Swagger because they were winning? Or did they win because they had confidence in Swagger?
Right.
And a lot of the guys are saying, it's easy to be confident when you're winning. But they were calling their shot in preseason in years past. Tim Anderson said, F it, we're the best team in the American League before opening day. You know, that part of it's what's blown my mind. No one's just trying it. Johnny Cueto's saying, we got to find the heart if we even have any. And Tony La Russa's like, well, that's an odd thing to say. We should keep that in-house.
Best discussed within the family.
Cueto's
shut the
hell up. We have that audio here, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that he said that. Surprised he said that. His opinion, welcome. It also carries weight. This guy's experienced. So I'll ask him about it. Usually that's better said in the clubhouse for your teammates. I think it's a curious statement. It's better to be discussed within the family. If there's a problem, straighten it out.
Yeah, because it's an indictment of your team, and it's a true indictment.
If that's my patriarch, I don't want anything to do with that family. That's the best way it can be put.
Well, and the only way to solve a problem is admitting you have one. Now, maybe he's talking about it in-house, but There's been no indication that Tony La Russa is not satisfied with the effort and hustle of his team. But postgame show's talking about it, broadcast talking about it, fans talking about it, players are talking about it. Like, the only one who seems to not be seeing it is Tony. And so then we assume that Jerry also isn't seeing it. Has Matt Spiegel cried yet? He joins us from the Corn Game next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!